I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, October 18. Coming up, Prime Minister hands over housing units in Trelawney. Over 6,000 new persons brought into tax net and 12-month inflation rate within Bank of Jamaica's projected target. The news in detail after the break.
Here are some interesting facts under the Disabilities Act.
Facts. Persons with disabilities have a right to education.
A right to proper health care.
Fact. We have a right to housing and to be able to enter premises.
A right to public transportation that we can enter on our own.
And a right to take part in political and public life.
Enough more things in the act. Make a start and play your part. Respect the ability of each person with a disability and learn all the facts on the act.
Now the news. More Jamaicans have been given a chance at home ownership with the handing over of new units at Castlewood in Granville, Trelawney. More from Vanessa Silvera.
On Wednesday, October 17, the hopes and dreams of several residents in Trelawney were realized after 58 two-bedroom units were handed over by the National Housing Trust, the NHT. The Castlewood project was completed at a cost of $190.9 million. The cost of each unit ranges from $11.5 million to just about $12 million. Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who visited the parish for the handing over ceremony, says in addition to delivering these housing solutions, the government is working to ensure it increases the accessibility of home ownership opportunities for members of the public.
So what we have actually tasked the NHT to do is not just to build more housing, but it is to lead the development of planned housing solutions so that everyone can have a fair chance of not just owning their own home, but living in a decent community.
Reporting for JIS News, I am Vanessa Silvera.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Keith Duncan, says approximately 6,080 new persons were brought into the tax net as of July 2018. The improvement has contributed to tax revenues being 3.6% above the budgeted target of $200.6 billion at the end of August. Revenue for that period stood at $207.9 billion.
Over the past 2 years, we have observed robust growth in tax revenues, growing year over year and significantly ahead of budgeted targets. This growth is creating welcome fiscal space, which allows for greater expenditure, and notably so in the line items capital expenditure and social spending.
Mr. Duncan was speaking at EPOC's quarterly press briefing at JMMB's head office on Wednesday. He also noted that tax revenues has contributed to a primary balance surplus of $42.1 billion as at August, exceeding the government's $34.3 billion target. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin has announced that inflation figures rose by 1.1% for the month of September based on the All Jamaica Consumer Price Index. The increase means the 12-month point-to-point inflation rate has entered the Bank of Jamaica's 4 to 6% target range as stipulated by the government. It's also within the International Monetary Fund IMF program range of 3.5 to 6.5%.
Inflation for the calendar year to date, that's January to September, was 2.8%. Inflation for the period September 2017 to September 2018 was 4.3%. The important figure is the 4.3%, the point-to-point figure, and this falls in the 4 to 6% range that the Bank of Jamaica is targeting.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Finance and the Public Service, Favol Williams, speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is reminding school administrators to ensure students registering to sit external exams for the 2018-19 academic year do so in accordance with the minimum standards of the National School Leaving Certificate. The minimum standard is at least 8 subjects or 5 and a marketable TVET skill. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says this will ensure students leaving high school have the necessary qualification to pursue training at the tertiary level.
The ministry is also reminding that students entering the fourth form should all be settled into a course of study for the following 2 years, and those exiting the secondary level should have met the minimum standard of the National School Leaving Certificate with a minimum subject attained in either CSEC, CITI, and GILS, NVQJ or CVQ being mathematics, English language, and a marketable TVET skill.
Minister Reid was speaking at a post-cabinet press briefing on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.